Coast Radio Newswatch. The truth verified.
11 people have been given various prison terms for alcohol theft. The group targeted several liquor stores in Newcastle, Ulundi, Eskaweni, Pinetown and Belay between August and September last year. It's understood the women in the group would leave a store with alcohol concealed under their clothing. They were arrested last September after the car they used to commit the crimes was traced in the Belay area. The group appeared before the Durban Regional Court this week, where four of them were handed 6 years direct imprisonment. KZN NPA spokesperson Natasha Ramkusankara.
The Durban Regional Court sentenced the 11 accused to various terms of imprisonment after they pleaded guilty to 6 counts of theft. They were also declared unfit to possess a firearm. In addition to the sentence, the asset forfeiture unit in KZN obtained 6 confiscation orders to the value of approximately 72,000 rand and a Section 38 preservation order for the motor vehicle used in the commission of the offence.
A man has died after a multi-vehicle crash in the Durban CBD. A car, a buggy and a minibus taxi collided on the corner of Anton Lembede Street and Dorothy Nyembe Street this morning. LA's paramedic spokesperson Gareth Jameson says 2 vehicles left the roadway after the crash.
A quick triage was done on the scene and paramedics found that a male, believed to be in his 60s, had been ejected from the taxi and unfortunately sustained fatal injuries. There was nothing paramedics could do for him and he was declared deceased at the scene. 2 other people had sustained moderate injuries and were stabilized on scene by advanced life support paramedics before being transported to a nearby hospital for the further care that they required. At this stage, the exact events leading up to the crash is unknown. However, SAPS were in attendance and will be investigating further.
And the wife of former MP Mandla Mandela is pleading for his safe return. It's after Israeli forces this week stopped several boats from the Global Sumud Flotilla, whose organizers aim to deliver humanitarian aid into Gaza. Israel said it's deporting the pro-Palestinian activists to Europe. Some of the captured include South Africans Mandla Mandela, Zugiswa Vanna and Riaz Mulla. President Cyril Ramaphosa has called on the government of Israel to safely release all captured activists. While Mandela's wife, Nosegeni, told the SABC that the family's last direct contact with him was on Wednesday morning.
It's a very challenging time, but we are trying to be very strong for my children. He felt obligated that he had to go on this mission and we support him as a family. Right now, it's very difficult. We are very, very scared for his safety. We just pray that he is returned to us.
The United Democratic Movement has also joined international calls for their immediate release. Deputy President Ngabayomsi Gwangwa says their abduction undermines humanitarian principles and violates international law.
Their detention is not only a violation of their rights. No one should be punished for carrying food and hope to the people in desperate need. South Africa, given our history of apartheid and liberation, our position is clear. The killing of civilians and the obstruction of humanitarian aid are indefensible.
The top story, 11 people have been handed various prison terms for alcohol theft. The group targeted several liquor stores in KZN between August and September last year. For Newswatch, I'm Tamasha Kanye.